Remember when you wanted to get me some Oreos?
It's bananas right here.
I'm starving.
You like cuties?
Yeah, I like cuties.
Cuties?
Yeah.
What am I? A 37-year-old man on Netflix?
You're so fucking bougie, bro.
What do you mean bougie? I'm starving. That is the least sign of bouginess that
there is. He asked for Oreos.
You said you had Oreos.
I didn't. I don't have shit, buddy.
What do you mean?
I don't have Oreos.
Is this a grapefruit or like a big or something?
How do you not have any? Do you have butter?
Yeah, I have butter.
You fucking lied to me.
Can I have some butter so I can eat it with a natural?
You want to eat butter raw?
Yeah.
This is a pomelo.
A pomelo?
A pomelo?
Jordan?
Yes.
Jordan?
I forgot that fucking football player's name. Something Polamalu. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name. Troy Polamalu. Best safety.
Football player?
Mm-hmm.
What about?
This is sponsored by water.
Butter.
You really want butter.
Butter, please.
Do you really want butter?
I'll eat it with the bread. Yes.
Okay.
Is that a star fruit?
Yeah, that's a star fruit.
Can I have it?
Is that a shrink wrapped?
Yeah, sure.
Potato?
Yeah, that's my potato. I want that potato.
Can I have that star fruit?
You can have star fruit, but
and also,
don't forget about your bare hands.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, the first time I've ever had star fruit.
You never had star fruit?
Are you fucking serious?
It's terrible.
You're telling me you never had it, and then this is your first time.
All right, so we're going to... All right, Ernesto's going to review star fruit.
F. F plus ratio.
Okay, Mr. Crocker.
Sweet, not sour. Horrible. It's like I'm eating a taco shell inside of a taco shell inside of a taco shell.
That is not what star fruit is.
No.
That's what the texture feels
That's
like.
That's not what star fruit feels like in your mouth.
Y'all dripping. Oh my god.
There's seeds.
There's seeds? Are they in the middle, or are they just scattered around?
You might have eaten them.
Yeah, there's actually like a giant pit, and you
swallowed
it.
A star fruit tree is gonna grow in my anus.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. You're a star
fruit. I can't eat this anymore. This is like, I need a bowl or something, but this is like dripping. It's dripping all over my hands.
I'll get you a napkin. I'll get you, you want... You see,
he's probably eating the greatest star fruit anyone has ever eaten, and he gave it an F.
I can't believe you. I could have eaten that. I could have enjoyed that.
Do you see how juicy that is?
It's going down my sleeve.
His hand is dripping. He's still eating it.
Oh my god.
This is great content. Thank you.
It's like I'm taking a bite into like a Capri Sun.
It's straight into the pouch.
Yeah.
That's not respecting the pouch.
Right. I'm gonna eat the butthole. It's got a little butthole. Look.
Yeah, it's a little butthole. You're not supposed to eat it like that.
You know, normally you'd cut it
into stars.
Oh, golly.
You're not gonna die. Good for you.
Maybe of like I'm gonna die of cotton mouth after this star fruit. It's sour,
juicy.
But sour. How is that even possible?
You're scaring me, dude.
Stars are supposed to be yummy and delicious.
It is.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
It tastes terrible. Where do these even grow naturally?
There's like a tree up the street. I'm not. That's real. Did you get that from like the guy like down the street?
No.
Where'd you
get that?
That
was
speaking through your mic, Jay Lamb.
Did you get a bag of them, or was that like 4 years ago?
No, I did get a bag of them when I was walking around the neighborhood with my mom once. I just went up to a random house, saw their tree. I went up to their door. They opened it, and I was like, "Can I have some star fruit?" And they were like, "Yeah." And then they gave me a bag, so that was really chill.
L plus ratio.
That was the best day. Recent.
I'm done with the star fruit. Re-rating. I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
From an F to a 5.
Wow.
A 5 out of 10 is an F.
Yeah, it is. No, it's 50%.
Jordan. Yeah, it's 50% good. That's fine.
You need the butter.
You need the butter.
This is a cooking podcast.
You ate half of my starfruit.
I didn't eat half. I ate like 3/4.
That's true. That is 3/4. You did eat 80% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't eat anymore. I need something like... I need butter.
You need butter?
I need butter, dude. Butter. I need calories and some water, please, if you'd be so kind.
I'll get you some water. All right, hold on.
I like how he's not complaining out of all my demands. That really shows that Chinese hospitality that they talk about.
Yes, room temp.
You're not getting my butter.
What?
Damn.
What is this?
I let you eat my fucking star fruit. I love star fruit. But
you
What?
You said, here, have a star fruit. It's not like I took it involuntarily.
Yeah, but you're not having my butter.
And you said I could have the butter before I could have
the
star
fruit.
That.
I never
said that. I'm gaslighting you right now. Get gaslit.
No.
Wow. Guess I'll just eat this bread raw. So you're just going to let your guests eat this bread raw?
Do you like whole grain?
No. Not at all.
Tell me, what do you like to eat, Ernesto?
Food. It doesn't taste like shit.
So, like, Twinkies?
I haven't had a Twinkie in years. Decades, maybe.
You're being a poor guest.
How am I being a poor guest?
Well, you are... You're eating a slice of bread.
So? What's so wrong with that?
It's not your bread.
I asked if I could have it. They said yes.
You badgered him.
I badgered him?
You badgered him, you badger.
You can have my bread.
Badgered him? I gaslit him.
You gaslit him. And now you're eating his bread. And you're also eating into a microphone.
My microphone.
On my show, you're...
On your show?
This is some non-consensual ASMR.
Bruh. You know, this
is not really my show. It's more of Ernesto's show.
Where I get to eat.
Where you get to eat bread.
Dude.
And star fruit. And room temp water.
I feel like a fucking refugee drinking water and eating bread. That's just my diet.
Last time you went to Taco Bell.
Yeah, why didn't you go?
And they stiffed me out of fucking Pepsi.
Well, can't win them all.
Jordan, I have some vitamin D.
Have some goat weed.
Horny goat.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
What does this do to me?
Yeah, I used to know what that did.
Misk, I saw, there's a streamer called Miskiv and he had this. I mean, what does it do? How does the goat get horny and make weed? Or
yeah, not
does
sure.
The goat poop the weed when it's horny?
You're asking too many questions.
These are all right questions now for science. Look at Trey reading the nutritional facts. What does it say, Trey?
Distributed by Walmart Inc.
Really?
Other ingredients, vegetarian capsule.
Really?
Rice powder, rice extract blend, and rice fiber.
Oh, it's got all the ingredients. Rice.
That shit's real. That's real goat weed.
Oh, man. Jordan, I think, how much rice? I think I've eaten more rice than you in my lifetime.
Shut up. No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Like white rice?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Like every day?
Every day.
No.
It's possible.
Like how much rice do you eat?
Like a whole plate full of rice.
I eat at least two bowls a day.
Mm.
And I've been doing that for like more than 10 years.
Yeah. All right, you need more rice than me. Yeah. Good for you. I mean, Chinese rice is so different from Hispanic rice. I don't know if you've ever had Hispanic rice.
No, because I'm not a Hispanic.
Hispanic rice is a lot longer, while I think Chinese rice is clumps a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I eat jasmine rice.
Is that the one your people eat?
Yes.
Jasmine rice. A treat from the old country. A treat what from about, the Orient.
I'm white, so I just eat hot dogs and hamburgers.
There's nothing pizza. Wrong with meatloaf. With a good old slab of meat on your plate.
There was nothing wrong with meatloaf.
I didn't say that either.
Listen, I love meatloaf. I love steak, and I love burgers.
You just like meat. You're a meat eater.
Dude, I'm a fucking meaty
you
guy.
You could never go vegan. I could never go meat. Vegan.
Vegans what's, deserve to die.
What's the craziest meat y'all have eaten?
Dog.
You're not dog. Ashamed of it. That's
okay. Not ashamed of it at all.
I don't regret it.
I've eaten ox tongue. Eating a lot of crazy shit. Well, you eat a lot of crazy shit when you're poor.
I think I've only eaten alligator. That's probably the weirdest thing.
Real chewy.
It's real chewy. No, it's really chewy. Alligator jerky. I've
never had that. I've only had like stewed alligator meat.
It was disgusting. It's like they're like these little triangles of just chewy.
It's so chewy.
Chewy, like it's like you think it's. Sort of like chicken, but it's like kind of fishy.
It's like, yeah.
In the worst way.
Yeah, it's like you're chewing on like the most rubbery piece of chicken you've ever tasted in your life.
Yeah, but it was like in the ocean. Not even the ocean.
Alligators can't even go in the ocean.
Maybe it was crocodile jerky.
Can crocodiles also go in the ocean? Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe not the Florida one. The Florida croc.
Can the... Crocodile.
Can Dick Croc a dial
swim in salt water? Saltwater crocodiles. Hey, they do exist.
You had crocodile already written out, but you just added two more letters.
Listen, don't worry about it. Saltwater crocodiles have a huge range. Wait, I just had a brain fart. Saltwater crocodiles have a huge range that extends from northern Australia to eastern India and southeast Asia. Not a very big range. It would be a huge range if it was from Australia to like the tip of Argentina, but like southeast Asia, India, Australia. That's just like that's a golden triangle right there.
Yeah.
The child that made a noise. Drifting and swimming hundreds of kilometres. That's not how you spell kilometres.
It depends on where you live.
Let's do a presentation on crocodiles.
There was a time where you went on a long rant about the cartoons we watched as kids. What about the YouTube channels we watched when we were young?
Smosh.
Yeah, Smosh.
You gotta bring Smosh. I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna say a channel that's a little obscure, and if you guys watched it, I'm gonna give you a big kiss. SourceFed.
Yeah, I watched a couple of videos from
SourceFed
that.
SourceFed was the GOAT. They were so good.
What did they do?
They were basically, you know what Funhouse is?
I don't watch them, but yeah, sort of.
I know of them.
Yeah, I know of them, sort of.
Well, they're the OG Funhouse. PewDiePie, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksepticeye, Markiplier.
I didn't really watch them. I watched PewDiePie a little bit.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
iDubbbz in his prime was to be feared. Let's talk about that. There was a time in YouTube, 2015, 2016.
Oh my God. Freshman and sophomore year.
Yes. Was
just the greatest.
Yes. 2014, 2015, 2016. Where Filthy Frank, Max Mofo,
iDubbbz, Anything for Views, How to Basic,
and I think that's it. Keemstar.
Keemstar.
He was shunned out of it because he was such a boomer.
I mean, he wasn't like part of that group. That was kind of a group.
Yeah.
Keemstar and Leafy and like Leafy. That whole
yeah
those sphere. Idiots yeah
it's so weird that there was a whole chunk of YouTube that was like completely snubbed from like the YouTube Rewind stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone knew that was what YouTube was known for.
Yeah, I mean those were the guys that were getting in the big views. Mm-hmm. Those were the Mayweathers and the fucking
yeah.
Those are the Mike Tysons and Mayweather fights.
Yeah,
those were good days, dude. Dude, they would put out some of the craziest content. Puke cake, genius.
Hair cake, genius.
Hair cake, genius.
How to Basic was just a genius of the craft, really. Another channel that was really good when we were kids. Sky Does Minecraft. Unfortunately,
I didn't watch it, but I love him.
Mudkip. I'm going deep.
Niga Higa.
Yes.
Shane Dawson.
Yes.
He Pokemon evolved backwards.
He did. He went from like a Lucario to like a Dugtrio.
Just completely. He's so disgusting now. He's like a bloated, weird, like red thing. He's like,
yeah.
And I mean, he was like funny if you're a kid watching adults be offensive, but like probably a pedophile. Yeah. Fucked his cat, probably. Just a whole bunch of
shit. A lot of
big ifs.
Yeah. A lot of big probablys. Who else was big?
Ray William Johnson.
Your favorite Martian. You didn't watch Your Favorite Martian? What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
As a kid, I thought they were banging.
Epic Meal Time. Gay Bacon Strips. What was the name of the guy who had that huge family? He was like the OG, like, family, like, vlogger.
Shay Carl. Yeah. We watched the same channels when we were kids.
So of course, because like, we were kids.
Yeah. Time was the same ones are going to come to mind to both of us.
Yeah.
I'm blinking.
I'm trying to go way back.
I'm
trying to go, like, 2010, 2008.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, Machinima.
Machinima
was shit.
That's more 2011, I feel. Red versus Blue, do you guys remember those?
How the fuck do you guys remember that far?
Red versus Blue?
I remember Red versus Blue, yeah. Rooster Teeth,
yes.
Jontron's,
Game Grumps. Post, oh, Game and Grumps. Pre-Jontron.
Mm.
The Departure of the John. Jenna Marbles.
Did you guys actually watch Jenna Marbles?
I did, dude. A little bit, yeah.
Which was like really popular. Vanoss.
Vanoss.
I was gonna say Vanoss, but I didn't want you to think I was gay.
No, dude. We're talking about like OG back in the day.
Vanoss is still making like the same exact videos. I'll like check on him every once in a while. He's still making GTA 5 videos dressed as an owl.
GTA 5 has been getting milked.
Yeah,
like crazy.
That game's never gonna end. We're never gonna die.
They're now working on it. They just now started working on GTA 6.
Yeah, it's not gonna be done for like 6 years.
That's crazy. What the fuck? Rockstar really just milks the shit out of the GTA.
God, we might get Bully 2 before we get GTA 6. Maybe.
Bully?
Bully is a fucking great game.
Yeah.
Bully 2? Yeah. I remember watching Markiplier play Bully and I was like, this is a stupid fucking game.
I watched PewDiePie play Bully.
Mm-hmm. It's an amazing game. It's you play as this fucking bully.
Bully.
Who fucking bullies other kids?
But I think, I don't know, you might have to be in like middle school to actually enjoy it or beat PewDiePie.
What was the name of that game that PewDiePie always played?
Happy Wheels. And Amnesia. The first PewDiePie video I watched was Parappa Rapper Part 3. I remember that episode specifically. I don't know why, but I remember it was Part 3. And I was like, I have to watch the other parts.
You just reminded me of PlayStation All-Stars. You guys remember that?
I didn't play it.
Yes.
But,
oh, I never played it, but I knew it was like the opposite of Smash.
It was so much fun.
It was the opposite of Smash, but it didn't have Crash and Spyro.
It was Sony Smash.
Big Daddy and Infamous.
Bioshock.
The original God of Wars were so much fun, dude. Assassin's Creed 3 was so good.
Assassin's Creed 2 was mine.
The first Assassin's Creed game that I bought. And I was just like, whoa, this is insane. This is so cool. And then I bought 4, and then 4 crashed on me. So I had a rinky-dink PS3.
Yeah, my PS3 had a lot of problems. What was yours, the slim?
No, mine was the big bulky one.
Oh, you had the... Oh, so you had...
The one with the curve.
Yeah, yours was even worse. I had the slim. It always had internet problems, and it would like...
Mine didn't have internet problems.
It fell like 6 inches, and I had to like send it to Sony and get it fixed.
Mine never had internet problems, but mine would just like... A game would get to a certain like checkpoint,
mm-hmm.
and then games just crash. Like yeah, that happened. I think that happened. Like I didn't finish Assassin's Creed 4 because there's a very specific mission, and as soon as I went into it, the game would just crash.
Yeah, I didn't get a PS3 until that Slim came out, so it was like 2011.
I got mine secondhand from my uncle, and all he had was like Madden games on it. Mm. I remember the first game. Yeah, I would only
until literally Modern Warfare 3 came out, and I begged my father to get me that game. I had only like wanted like sports games. Like I only had like FIFA games and like Madden games and like NCAA football games. And then Modern Warfare 3 came out, and I was just like, well, this is insanity. I just need to play this every day. And I did. And I did the same with Black Ops 2, which is probably top 10 greatest games ever. I mean, the only other console I had was just like a Wii. And for the Wii, I had so many Star Wars games for the Wii.
Like Lego Star Wars?
I had Lego Star Wars. I had this Star Wars The Clone Wars game, which was this like RPG game that Star Wars The Clone Wars had. I had...
I'm sure you had The Force Unleashed.
Unleashed 1 and 2. I had Lego Batman, the OG Lego Batman, which was so much fun.
I had it on PS2.
No, that was on PS3. The OG Lego Batman, yeah.
Well, it might have also come out for PS2.
Was PS2 still relevant at that time? This is like OG? 2010.
I think...
No, this is 2008. Like 2008.
Yeah, yeah. 2008. So it was like, so like games were still coming out for PS2.
Yeah, you're right.
I was getting all the PS3 games that were downgraded. Mm-hmm.
You remember that Ninja Turtle animated movie that was super detailed?
Yeah.
I had a Wii game for that. Mm-hmm. It was a little fighting game, and it was so much fun.
I didn't have any of the.
And it had a Wabbit in it. One of the characters was a Wabbit, and that's a character I always picked. I played with my sister, and I would always beat her with a Wabbit.
What else? How did we get talking about video games?
We were talking about
talking about like Let's Players, and then we started talking about the games they were playing. PewDiePie,
I think we named all the big ones.
Yeah,
all this stuff is like the really abstract.
Tay Zonday. Chocolate Rain.
Dude, I love that guy.
What I love about the video is like
chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
Yeah, he breathes away from the mic.
You get away from the mic to breathe. And you can sort of hear it. Like
it says that in the video, like I move away from the mic to breathe in, so it's like don't think I'm crazy, I'm just trying to breathe.
Have you guys heard of Cameo? It's like the site where you can.
Cameo one of my videos. I got real life Peter Griffin saying Ernesto grinds his gears.
Really?
You don't remember that?
No.
It's in one of the videos. Go find it.
No way, dude. No way.
Oh, it's in like the minute long Halloween special.
You don't really grind my gears, Ernesto.
You never seen that?
I've never seen that, dude.
Oh my god, yeah. A cameo from him is $20.
Dude, wait, I'm gonna like this video and I'm gonna save it to God tier.
Even the people who are in the Trey Green Show don't watch the Trey Green Show. It's kind of crazy.
Dude, it's like you think fucking you think Jennifer Aniston were watching an episode of fucking Friends?
Yeah.
Like when she was working on it? No, she was too busy fucking Brad Pitt. Which I would do if I had the chance. Yeah. Golly. Your dog's ready.
Oh, that's my rice. Awesome.
That's your rice?
Yeah. I have a rice
cooker. Can I have some?
No.
Dude, I'm going to die out here. Please, Jordan.
Wait. No. No, Timothy Chalamet's fucking ugly. Ugly prick.
Yeah, we
moved on. Jordan, you're like 5 episodes behind, dude.
Jackie Chan's not that attractive.
I mean... Attractiveness, I'd give him like a 6. Even goatedness, is Jackie Chan not a goat?
He's a goat.
He's definitely a goat.
Yeah.
Up there, who's closer, Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan to ultimate Asian goatness?
But I mean, I would have to say or Bruce Aquafina. Lee. He changed life. He changed the way we think about fighting.
Who?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But Jackie Chan changed movies, like martial arts movies.
He did.
In Awkwafina?
Awkwafina.
Shang-Chi.
Marvel movies.
She changed Shang-Chi.
Cinema with...
Yeah.
She was in Crazy Rich Asians.
Yeah. The M. Shang-Chi.
Who's done more for the Asian community? Ken Jeong or Awkwafina?
Ken Jeong. The only thing Awkwafina's done is make Crazy Rich Asians.
And that Disney movie with the dragon. And Shang-Chi. And that art movie, like, independent movie she had that was really good. Awkwafina's been working.
Yeah, but if she wasn't in Shang-Chi, though, imagine if she was replaced by any other Asian. Imagine if she was replaced by...
Name another funny Asian woman right now.
Shit,
I can.
I can't.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem, Jordan. That's the problem
in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, the only Asian, like, female that's funny isn't...
Who's the ugliest man in Hollywood? We're always talking about the sexiest man. Who's overrated, like... Like, this person's not, like...
Olivia Rodrigo is one for me. James Barry is, like, obsessed with Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say James Barry is another one.
He is ugly as fuck. But Olivia Rodrigo, I mean, she just looks like a 15-year-old girl all the time. And I don't know about you, I'm just not really into...
Yeah.
...children. Unlike James Barry, who is a pedophile. That's right.
I'm airing it out.
L plus ratio.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. Chalamet.
He was the type of person I was thinking of because he's like, he's just like a ghoul.
Okay, now I'm getting.
Most of those Netflix people are like that.
Yeah. The entire cast of Fuller House can eat a dick.
The guy who plays The Flash.
Gus Grant.
Is that his name?
Don't ask me.
Your dog's ready.
Oh, that's my rice. Awesome.
That's your rice?
Yeah. I have a rice
cooker. Can I have some?
No.
Dude, I'm gonna die out here. Please, Jordan. Wait.
No. No, Timothy Chalamet's fucking ugly. Ugly prick.
Yeah, we moved on.
Jordan, you're like 5 episodes behind, dude. Look at him. Look at his gears turn.
Oh, the guy from You?
From You? Oh.
The stalker guy?
Yeah, that guy's not good.
I've never seen that show. But he's not even that good looking.
Anybody from Vampire Diaries, except for Caroline, can go die.
I don't even know who Caroline is.
Everybody from Riverdale, except for the girl who plays Betty and Jughead, can die.
And everyone from Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai's okay.
Yeah, but none of them are really that good looking.
Dude, Cobra Kai is a really good show. Cobra Kai is really fun. Yeah. Like, you would think, like, oh, these fucking old-ass actors, like, still kicking in. But it's less, dude, the old guys fight less, and the new kids. And, the martial arts is pretty good. Like, seriously good choreography. Now go get me that rice.
Wait, Jaden Smith.
He
looks like shit, bro.
Batman.
He used to do the splits once before Karate Kid.
Yes, he was in a Karate Kid.
And Jackie Chan. Oh, I'm not afraid to say it. Jackie Chan's not that attractive.
I'd give him like a 6. Is Jackie Chan not a goat?
He's a goat.
He's definitely a goat.
Yeah.
Up there, who's closer? Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan to ultimate Asian goatness?
But I mean, I would have to say or Bruce Aquafina. Lee. He changed life. He changed the way we think about fighting.
Who?
Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But Jackie Chan changed movies, like martial arts movies.
He did.
In Awkwafina?
Awkwafina. Shang-Chi.
She changed Shang-Chi.
Who's
done more for the Asian community? Ken Jeong or Awkwafina?
Ken Jeong. The only thing Awkwafina's done is Crazy Rich Asians.
And that Disney movie with the dragon. And Shang-Chi. And that art movie, like, independent movie she had that was really good. Awkwafina's been working.
Yeah, but if she wasn't in Shang-Chi, though, imagine. Imagine if she was replaced by...
Name another funny Asian woman right now.
Shit,
I can't.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem,
in Hollywood.
Well, I mean, the only Asian, like, female that's funny isn't, like, an English speaker. But you guys seen Kung Fu Hustle? Like, there's funny Asian women in there.
Yeah, why weren't any of them in Shang-Chi?
They probably don't speak English.
Because Awkwafina's the goat!
Awkwafina's not the goat.
What's the name of the stand-up comedian who's an Asian...
Bobby Lee.
Who's an Asian female.
He's not. Okay.
And she... Oh my god, I can't believe I'm blind.
Ken Jeong.
No. Hold on. Trey, don't read out loud what I'm typing.
Is she really Asian? She exists. It's not Awkwafina, is it?
Ali Wong!
Ali Wong.
Who's more goated in the Asian community? Listen to this. The Dalai Lama?
Okay.
Or Asa Akira? Asa Akira.
They represent two completely different things, but
one's gotta be the
Asa
goat.
Akira changed the game for pornography. Dalai Lama changed the game for enlightenment and all that stuff. I would say Asa.
Asa? Okay.
Trey, let me flip this on you. Who's more goated, Elon Musk or Jared from Subway?
Well, as far as famous white people go,
Trey Green from the delegation of Caucasians.
I mean, SpaceX is pretty cool, but Subway is pretty cool too.
Jared has like a...
But that's Jared from Subway didn't invent Subway.
But he ate it every day and went down like six pantses.
I eat Taco Bell every day. You think they're going to call me Ernesto from Taco Bell?
You're one of those people that like everyone says like you can eat everything and never gain any weight.
Do you know why I'm this skinny?
No.
When I was a child, I'm going to get serious here. When I was a child, just a wee boy, I spent more time... This is in Cuba. When I came to this country, I was completely perfect health. I've been in completely perfect health with a couple of like sick days here and there. But I've been completely perfect health. But in Cuba, I spent more time in the hospital than in school because I had so many stomach issues and so many like nutritional problems. Like when I was a baby, like I couldn't like drink formula. Like I would just throw it up. I could only drink goat milk. So my dad would have to like drive 30 minutes to the outskirts of Havana to link up with this guy who was selling like 3 liters of goat milk. And I would drink those 3 liters a day, and it would have to go the next day, and the next day. And he did this for about 2 years. And then just, I was constantly in the hospital from the age of like 5 to like 7. I was always in the hospital, always like sick. I always remember having tubes in my stomach. That's what fucked. I always remembered. So I'm not skinny because, oh, he just doesn't eat. Or, like, he has a high metabolism. Like, no, like, I've had, like, severe, like, stomach problems. I've had a tapeworm for, like...
Jesus.
For years, I had a tapeworm. When I came to this country, I was the first case of tapeworm in Sarasota. In Cuba, they would give me these pills that would just, like destroy my stomach lining. And just, like, make me, like, so much sicker. And then when I came to the United States... They took me to a doctor, first doctor I've ever been in the United States. He did an examination on me. He's like, yeah, you have tapeworm here. Take this for 2 weeks and it should be completely gone. The tapeworm should appear in your next stool like in a week or so. Mm-hmm. And I did, and it happened. Just one pill just fixed me right up. Wow. And in Cuba, I had to take these tablets that would just like rip through my stomach lining. And I would have to get like medicine enemas. And it was just like, ugh, it was just horrible. So nice. That's why I'm, because like my developmental years, I didn't have a lot of nutrition when I was a kid. So it's not like, oh, I bet you eat a lot. Like, yeah, I eat a lot, but like I was fucked from a kid. So, because like when you're young like that, you want to eat a lot because that's when your body's really consuming calories the most. Mm. That's when you need the most calories. And I was just like in the hospital all the time.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, see, where I was going with that is, yeah, most of the time, the person that is subjected to that is like, no, I wish I could gain weight, or I wish I could do that, but I haven't heard a story like that before.
Yeah. It's fucked. Not a lot of people know that. I don't think I've told that. I think only a few people know that. But I mean, you know, in high school, I would have never told anybody that, like, for real. Like, I would have been so embarrassed. But now, because people always in high school, like, all throughout school, people always made fun of me for being skinny. Mm. But, like, I grew up in a family where, like, if someone was talking shit to you, the only recourse you would have is to hit them harder or, like, talk shit more. So I grew up with that mentality that I constantly have to be, like, defending myself. And, like, that's kind of why, like, I don't think I'm, like, the funniest person in the world, but I think I have a good sense of humor. And I think that's why I have such a good sense of humor, because I've been through the shit. I've had like 1,000 injuries, and I've been in the hospital 1,000 times, and I've been lonely in the hospital so many times, just talking to myself, that you kind of have to like get like a little bit of an edge and a little bit of a comedic sense to go to get through every day. I was always fucking around in the hospital, like to the point where like the nurses hated me. Like I would jump on the beds, and there were other like patients like. Like in Cuba, like the worst thing you can do in Cuba is put your feet on the floor, your bare feet on the floor, because that's just littered with bacteria. So they always told us, like, don't get out of bed, never get out of bed. Also, my family couldn't even afford slippers, so, like, I could never get out of bed. So I would just, like, kind of scoot my bed forward a lot. And I remember one time, I had, like, there was three of us in a room. And we had like a scooting race to the other side of the wall. It was me, I think I was 7 years old at the time, like a 6-year-old kid, and like an 80-year-old man there. Like, I'm not kidding. Wow. And we just had a race to see who could scoot first. And that was just my childhood.
Did you beat him?
Yes, I did win.
Did the old man have a good time?
The old man had a great time because there were just two kids in his room just fucking around. And maybe that made him a little bit happy. And he would tell us like old stories and old inappropriate jokes in Spanish. And it was so much fun. Jordan, I swear to God, I'm going to kill myself and I'll get some rice. Please, after such an emotional story, can I get some rice?
You made your case just then.
I need rice. I'm a sick boy. I need my rice.
I'm a sick man.
I can smell it. Please, Jordan. I can
starve you, buddy.
Just Jordan, my power. Come on.
You're in my household now.
Now you're being the Mongols, and I'm being the poor people in the Ming Dynasty. You're starving me out beyond the Great Wall.
Yeah, you're the ghost of Tsushima. I'll get you some rice, buddy.
Please. Like, I'm being like, yes, please. If you'd be so kind. Trey, when are you gonna shave your beard? Never.
When? Never.
Never? I've always said this. Maybe one day. You always look great with a beard. Like, I don't understand. Like, you were 15 years old with, like, a full beard.
Yeah, I was, like, 13 years old when, like, color started appearing around my chin area. And it was a surreal experience to walk into high school with a full beard.
When did your voice change? When was it, like, I have a deep voice now.
Here you go, buddy.
12-ish.
Domo arigato.
Wrong household.
How do you say thank you in Chinese?
Dolje.
Dolje.
Yeah, that's Cantonese.
Did I say it right?
Yeah. Are you happy now?
The jasmine tree. You guys talk amongst each other.
What were you guys talking about? Oh, your beard. Your fucking beard. Let's talk about your beard. Your sexy little beard, you little sexy man.
Okay.
It looks like a forest right now.
Thanks.
I wish I had a beard.
It does not look like a forest. Come on.
You look like a... No, you look like that, Gingers Have Souls kid.
God damn it. That's another classic YouTuber.
Oh my god.
No, I have a little...
You have a little reddish in the beard?
Yeah, it's weird. I have a little but reddish in the beard.
Dude, right now with the ponytail, you look so much like Mark Damon in that fucking Chinese movie. The Wall. You remember that? The Wall?
Yeah.
Such a shit movie.
I didn't watch it.
One of those, nice little Disney pandering to the Chinese.
Okay, which one is more goated? The Mummy 3 or The Wall?
The Mummy 3.
Jet Li was in the third Mummy movie.
Yeah. You
guys remember that?
What's a really good Chinese movie?
Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle, Shaolin, yes! Soccer. Shaolin Soccer. Drunken Monk. Drunken Fist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
any Jackie Chan movie?
Any Jackie Chan?
Well, like his old movies, not like his newest.
A police something, what was it called?
Story, police story.
Police story. All those Barisa, Rumble in the Bronx, Goated.
You're gonna make me watch a martial arts movie right after this,
dude. I love martial arts movie. Enter the Dragon.
Yeah,
one of the greatest movies of martial arts movies of all time. Isn't Enter the Dragon the one where he fights Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I know Bruce Lee rips off Chuck Norris's chest hair in one of his movies.
Well, I've seen that one. Which one is that?
Probably Wave of the Dragons.
That's when I found out that Chuck Norris is not goated.
Yeah.
He got beat by Chuck Lee.
Chuck Lee.
Chuck Lee. Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris's baby, Chuck Lee. What's another really good martial arts movie?
The Raid.
Raid, yes! Goated.
So good.
So good.
Raid. And The Raid 2.
The Raid 2.
Both are good.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Can I have a fork, please?
Yeah. You don't know how to use chopsticks, do you, buddy?
I do, but like, these are like, I can't get any grip on them.
Pretty cool.
Handle with care.
Doja. Did I say it right?
Kind of.
How do you pronounce it?
Dolte.
Dolte.
Yeah.
Did I say it like well pronounced there?
Yeah.
Dolte.
Yeah.
See, I study. What's a really good Asian movie besides Old Boy? Old Boy fucked you up.
Movie territory.
If we're going to Korean movie territory, those guys know how to make fucked up movies.
Yeah. Old Boy. Train to Busan.
Train to Busan is incredible. Parasite.
Yo, Parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The funny thing about Parasite is I remember listening to the Trey Green podcast. One episode, you guys were talking about Parasite. I think it was the one with James.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there. Yeah, I was there. Okay, my bad, guys. But I watched it. Yeah, Ip Man. Ip Man's dope.
1, 2, and 3 are incredible.
1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm. What were you... Keep saying what you were saying about...
Parasite. I just wanted to say Parasite. It's like one of those movies where it's not action-oriented, but it's like thrilling. Because... I don't know. It's like... I don't fucking know where I'm going with this. It was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
You like Korean families? You want to know what it's like living as a poor person in Korea? Watch that movie.
Yeah, just a poor person in general. I watched that movie and the fumigation scene, you know, when they're fumigating,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, when they're fumigating the house and they just take all of it. That reminded me so much of my childhood because they would do the same shit in Havana. They would just fumigate everybody's homes and then people would just go back inside the fumes and just air all that in. And it's
rough.
It's really insane.
Did you guys like Squid Game?
I still have a couple episodes to go.
It's like the type of show where only people on Netflix who've never seen like a Korean show or a movie would be into, I feel like.
Exactly. It's not even the best Korean show on Netflix. Exactly. There's so many. What's the one with the lawyer? It's like a comedy, like romance. And it's so good. It's like he's like a lawyer in a top firm.
Daredevil? I don't know.
Nice. But there's some really good Korean shows. I'm not a Korea boob, guys. I'm a weeaboob.
No, I'm a Korea boo. I would say more than a weeaboo. I don't really watch anime like that anymore.
Why?
It's just...
There's so much good shit coming
like
out.
Like what? Other than Attack on Titan.
Okay. Komi-san Learns How to Speak. Incredible slice of life. Romance. Funny.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen stuff about it.
Yeah. That's how I got reincarnated as a slime.
God damn it. Dude... That
no, I can... Dude, okay, hold on. Hold on.
I watched the first 2 episodes, and then never again. Not because I didn't like it, I was just watching other things.
You were just watching Thriller.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Okay, but after a while, isekais become...
There's less isekais now. Also, great mangas... Getting adapted. Even good, like, Korean mangas. What are they called?
I don't know, something like that.
Something. I always forget what they're called.
There's a time.
They're really good.
I was reading, like, Korean porn comics. And I just thought...
How different are they from doujins?
Dude, they are so much better. The quality really?
Are we talking quality? Amazing. What like, about story?
The story-wise, it could be worked on. But, like,
what are we talking about quality? Like, we're not talking, like... what are we talking about here? How a lot of expression? Or
we're talking about, like, talking about more attractiveness. Artsy? Just more artsy, like, nice more figures. Artsy? Their figures are... They're realistic. But okay. You can get behind it if they look, like, attractive.
Here's the selling point question. Do they have Ugly Bastard?
His face is gone.
His face is gone?
But I think that's even better.
Does he feel like an ugly bastard?
Yeah, he's an ugly bastard.
Well, then, I guess they can compete.
Well, then I'm okay with it, then.
Sometimes there's not even a ugly bastard. It's just a normal guy with no face.
A lot of isekais.
You know what's my favorite isekai?
What?
Ready Player One.
Shut the fuck up. That's not an isekai.
Did you know that Gundam was in there?
Gundam?
Yeah, the OG Gundam.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of characters.
Like who? Iron Giant?
Iron Giant, Tracer from Overwatch. They had a lot of people. I don't know how they got the rights for all that.
Didn't they have that one movie, The Shining, in it?
They had the twin girls, yeah.
I never watched that movie, by the way.
Really scary movie. Really, really scary movie. 99 red balloons.
99 problems with a bitch ain't one.
Trey?
Yeah.
Tell me a story. The first time you realized, oh my god, I'm Trey Green. Oh my god, I am Trey Green.
Trey. Where'd you get that shirt from? It has Japanese on it.
TJ Maxx.
I love your sweatshirt.
Thanks. I got it online at Jujutsu Kaisen shop on merch.com.
Not sponsored.
Dude. Nice. You guys are so quiet. I've been pulling my weight like a motherfucker.
Well, we didn't start to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I'm not just like a machine that just goes.
You're good at it.
You're a stand-up comedian, aren't you, buddy?
You're good at not making it seem like you're running out of material.
Wait.
I'm always running out of material. I'm always running out of material.
Until you start like rubbing your eyes and you're like,
you don't do stand-up
anymore. That's
when
you're out of material.
No, it stopped when I stopped when COVID hit.
Shit. I thought you were a funny guy.
I am a funny guy, but I just stopped being funny in public.
Damn. Yeah, didn't everything good stop when COVID hit?
It did. Oh man.
And it never came
back. I'm not going to brag. Comedy wise, I'm a shit comic. I'm like the worst comic ever. But like there was a point where I was being called by certain clubs and they were like, hey, we have an open mic and why don't you pop around?
You're a fun guy. You're a funny guy.
I'm a fun guy. I wasn't a fun guy because I would just do my set and just leave because I was so awkward. It's crazy how awkward I was. I'd probably still be as awkward.
But maybe. You still did it.
I still did it, yeah. Once you do it, once you get up there, I even had like a bunch of jokes and I just like threw them all at the fucking toilet. I was so nervous. I don't even know how I got up there. And then just looking down at the people, I was just like, oh my fucking god.
Well, you did what you're supposed to do. You just did it.
Yeah. I didn't picture anybody naked.
Did you ever get booed off stage? That would have just
made you horny. No, I never got booed off stage, but I have said some pretty terrible jokes that I'm not inclined to repeat.
What's your best joke?
My best joke? Probably me telling...
Make me laugh right now. But you can't.
No, you can't because of how it's set up. Because, like, we're expecting to...
Okay.
Like,
to hear a joke?
Tell a joke.
Tell a joke? Okay.
Just make me laugh in whatever way.
Two kids are going to the candy store. And one kid's name is Austin and the other name's is Rich or Brian. Let's call him Davey. And Davey and what was the first kid's name?
I don't know.
Let's call him Logan.
Okay, Davey and Logan.
So Davey and Logan are going to the candy shop, and they're in fourth grade. School just ended, 3:15, for those who don't know. And they're going to the candy shop, and on their way there, they see this homeless man just laying in the street. Not like the usual homeless man lay, you know, where they kind of just lay their backs against like a wall or something. They're just sprawled out at the street. So Logan and
Davey
walk up to this homeless man and say, excuse me, sir, can you get the fuck out of the way so we can go to the candy shop? And the old man, homeless man, looks at them and he goes, I'll let you pass, kids, but first you have to answer me this riddle. What has four legs in the morning, two legs in the evening and three legs at night. And the kids go, what the fuck? We're not going to answer anything. The old man's like, oh, if you don't answer, I won't let you pass. So the kids ponder, Logan and Davey. Logan and Davey ponder this question, and they ponder it, and they ponder it, and they ponder it. And Eureka, they get it. So they tell the old homeless man, it's a person. And the homeless man is, explain your answer. And the kids are like, when you're a baby, the morning, you walk on all fours. In the evening, when you're an adult, you walk with two legs. And at night, when you're an old man, you use a cane, so you walk with three legs. And the old man goes, that's correct. Here's your prize. And he whips out his penis and pisses on the kid's legs. Runs away, but runs into traffic and gets hit by a semi. Mm-hmm. And then the kids go to the candy shop. And in the candy shop, in the candy shop, they buy this special candy, almost Laffy Taffy like candy, but inside there's a joke. So the kids buy the candy and they read the joke and they just die laughing. So they decide the next day at school, at show and tell, they're gonna tell everybody the joke. So the next day rolls around and the kids are at school, and it's their turn to do show and tell. And let me preface this. This is a Norm Macdonald joke. Not the bit that I was doing before, but yeah. The bit that's about to come up is a Norm Macdonald joke. So the kids read the joke out loud, and the joke goes like this. A frog walks into a bank, and he walks to the bank teller, and he says, hello, I am a frog, and I would like a loan. And the bank teller says, well, this is odd. What's your name, frog? And the frog goes, my name is Kermit. Kermit Jagger. Mick Jagger's son. And the lady goes, well, what? And he goes, Mick Jagger fucked the frog. And out came out I. She goes, well, okay, Mr. Kermit Jagger. And the lady goes, well, to take out a bank loan, you need collateral. So that's something you give the bank in case you don't pay up the fees you're due. And the frog goes, Mrs. Whack. Her name is Mrs. Whack, the bank teller. Just a little lore.
Yeah.
A little bit of lore.
I'm keeping up the best I can.
And he goes, Mrs. Whack, I have collateral right here. And he hands her a tiny pink elephant. A tiny, tiny pink elephant. So, the bank teller goes, well, okay. So she goes to the back to take it to the bank manager to sort of get some things sorted out. And she gets all the forms that she filled out for Mr. Kermit Jagger. And she takes him to the bank manager. Now, listen to this, Jordan. She walks in, the bank manager goes, Patty! That's her name, Patty. That's her first name. A little bit more lore. Just a little bit more lore. And she goes, Patty, what do you want? And she goes, sir, there's this frog outside. And he wants to take out a loan? And he reads the form, and he sees the collateral. And he looks at his employee. And he goes, he holds the little pink elephant in his hand, and he goes, that's a knick-knack, Patty Whack. Give that frog alone. His old man's a rolling stone.
Oh, boy. You're going to have to tell me how long that was.
That was, okay. That was a good 12 minutes.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I love you so much.
Dude.
I commend you for remembering and saying all that and keeping us listening for 12 whole minutes. Is that what a comedian has to do? Just keep everyone's attention on them for like
for as hours long as possible?
Before Dave Chappelle goes and does a fucking Netflix special, he'll spend like 6 months like going to small, like little clubs and just working his material out. So when that Netflix special comes, it's so polished and so perfect that only Rotten Tomato critics could say anything bad about it. Fuck Rotten Tomato, by the way.
Do you guys look at reviews before you watch movies?
No.
I just, don't seek them out.
I won't watch a review, but I will watch a spoiler explained.
Yeah. Like
before you've seen it?
Yeah, before I see it, yeah, I will.
I'll see it before, I'll see it like if it's
a movie. I want to know what I'm getting into. I want to know what I'm getting into. And even if it's spoiled, like, I'll be like, oh, they talked about this. And just seeing it is like, oh, well, this is better than how they explained it, which makes the movie even better. Because you look forward to certain scenes.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't agree, but I can see that.
Also, if you're like into the movie, like you don't even remember what people have said about it. You're just watching it like scene after scene, and you don't even know that you've already spoiled this whole movie.
I like preserving the surprise, but I just haven't been able to because of the internet, and just because of what is recommended to me. But like for shit like Eternals, I'm gonna look up the post-credit scene that someone leaked and not watch the movie.
What's the post-credit scene?
I don't even remember.
Probably something gay.
Probably Galactus.
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 Galactates.
I was about to say Galactus.
Quick on the draw, as always, Trey Green.
Sometimes. I still got it occasionally.
Jordan, I'm gonna...
take a piss?
I'm about to create another yellow river in your bathroom.
Anyway, Trey, let's talk about Smosh real quick.
Christ almighty. I wanted to save that for your podcast so we could talk one-on-one. I could actually get a word in.
I love Smosh.
Oh, man. Food battle? No, we'll talk about food battle later. But,
okay.
But my first Smosh video was Ian Gets Pregnant.
My first Smosh video is probably the Pokemon theme song from way back.
That was the very first video.
Was it?
It was either that or the Mortal Kombat one. Remember that one?
Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all.
I remember they did another one that was like a parody. That was like, because that video got taken down, they did like a diss track, but it was to the theme of Pokemon.
The Legend of Zelda rap?
Yeah, I bought that song on iTunes. I'm not shitting you. I also bought the Assassin's Creed 3 song.
Yes!
So badass.
How many fools can I kill today?
I was walking to the school bus, I felt like a fucking... badass. Listening to Smosh Anthony.
That song makes you feel like a G.
Smosh Anthony.
Sing as, what was his name? The Assassin's Creed? What was the character's name?
Redbone, wasn't it?
Did Childish Gambino?
Connor, yeah.
Miles Morales.
Connor.
No, Connor Kemp. Teleporting, fat guy. You guys remember that? Alright, maybe you're too young. Okay.
We're the same age.
Anyway, shut the fuck up. But, what was that? I remember they made an Easy Bake Oven video, and I
thought that was Ian's board episode.
Was it?
Yeah, no, they did the, a sketch. This is the Haunted Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a Paranormal Activity parody.
So funny.
And then after that, they used the blood-stained... Easy Bake Oven and like just fucked with it in one of their other videos. That's all I remember.
Here's a throwback. Blockbuster 2010 renting out Scary Movie 2. Goated.
Dude, I remember the only thing I remember renting out at Blockbuster was the Dr. Seuss Green Eggs and Ham movie. I just remember that specifically. Only that movie, because I would watch it 10 times. I go to my parents' restaurant that was like right next door. I would just sit there and just put it on the TV, just watch Green Eggs and Ham.
I don't remember movies I would rent from Blockbuster. I remember movies I would get from the library or VHSs. That was the first time I saw Ice Age. It was on VHS from the Fruitvale Library.
Really?
Yeah.
The Fruitvale Library. What a throwback.
And I saw, like, some of the stuff that I checked out when I was 3, putting away when I was volunteering when I was 16. What else? Oh, I don't remember any movies I rented from Blockbuster, but I remember I rented Sonic Heroes.
Goated.
It wasn't really until I got a Steam account that I started playing like actual video games that weren't for fucking gay babies.
Gay bacon strip.
Left 4 Dead 2.
I played that. I played that with
my boy Jordan.
Yes.
God, love that game.
TF2.
TF2, Portal. 2.
Portal 2. I didn't play Portal 1. I played Portal 2. I don't know why.
I played Half-Life. Garry's Mon.
Garry's Mon. Whole summer on special.
You were into fucking, what's it called? Undertale. You did.
I enjoyed it.
I only played Undertale once. I remember when I downloaded Counter-Strike, I was like, what? This is like the most insane place ever. Because Counter-Strike was the first time that I was ever in, like, because I've been in a Black Ops 2 lobby, which is, hey, like, you heard some shit on a Black Ops 2 lobby. But in a fucking CSGO lobby, I heard things that would send you straight to hell, dude. CSGO lobbies, like, get out of town, dude. Those were tough times.
What'd they say?
I can't even repeat it. Just racial slur after racial slur after racial slur. Insults to yourself, the enemy team. More racial slurs. It was just like you couldn't play the game without being mad, which is why I didn't play that much.
Yeah, see, I always wanted to play with my, like, real friends, and that was it. Like, I didn't like,
yeah, I only wanted to play video games with my friends. Like, it wasn't until, like, I went online, the first online game that I participated in was Black Ops 2, and even then I would only play with, like, the small group of friends that I made along the way. Online friends are great. They'll never let you astray.
I didn't have online friends.
You didn't have online friends? You didn't have a Discord group?
No, I just only wanted to, I didn't want to meet people virtually. I just wanted to talk to my real life friends through Steam on Steam games. So we would always, like, go to servers that didn't have anyone on it, or we'd make our own servers if we could. And yeah, I just didn't play online multiplayer games. So that's why I'm so fucking quiet.
I've played a lot of online multiplayer games. I played Overwatch when it came out, and I'm still playing Overwatch.
Oh, God.
Dude, I can't quit, dude. I can't. I've even had it for the PS4. That's how bad I've got.
It's weird how people get, like, addicted to Overwatch.
Because it's, like, the lobbies aren't that toxic, but, and the game is a little broken, but it's nothing that, like, you'll die over. It's just, like, it's just the devs, man. You're touching people they ain't supposed to be touching.
There's still people playing that game?
Yes, there's a lot of people playing that game.
Oh, damn. Microsoft bought Activision for $70 billion.
Shitload of money. Microsoft really put up with that big cock.
So I guess, like, World of Warcraft on Game Pass.
I love The Lion King.
Yeah, The Lion King's good Disney
movie. Lion King is nice.
When's the last time you watched a Disney movie?
Well, apparently, fucking Instagram, because I'm Hispanic, has only been recommending me feeds about Encanto, the new Disney movie.
I haven't seen it.
About Colombia. So I basically just watched the whole movie with all these feeds that keep popping up. I've never even, like, looked up, like, Encanto movie. This is definitely, like, racial profiling. Like, oh, this guy's got a Hispanic name. Maybe he'll like this Hispanic Disney movie.
You seen Coco?
No, I haven't seen Coco.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
First of all, I'm not Mexican. Can't relate.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Experience that you have.
What experience? I don't like mariachi Mucci.
There's no mariachi band.
The entire premise of the movie is mariachi.
You haven't even seen the movie. How would you know?
There's a billion ads on Coco when it came out. There were a billion ads.
You know the movie Up?
Yes,
I know
the movie
Up. The
movie
made me cry, like, 5 minutes in. You know when the grandma... Spoiler.
For everybody's seen that transition, Jordan. Everybody knows
the
it.
The grandma, the husband's wife, dies.
She's not a grandma because they didn't have any kids.
What
yeah,
you
she was infertile.
An expert? Okay, buddy.
No, I'm a biology expert.
Yeah, then why do they have talking dogs? Riddle me that.
Why do they have talking dogs? Because a mad scientist created these little collars that made dogs talk.
which they ripped off from Adventure Time episode 10.
I've never seen Adventure Time.
You're actually...
And I've never played Minecraft, and I've never watched a single episode of Rick and Morty. So all of you fans out there, everyone who's in my Snapchat contact list, fuck you. Eat my balls.
You're insane. If you haven't
watched any of those things or played any of those games.
I play Terraria. As in Terraria, these nuts in your mouth.
Oh, man. Where can I download Terraria? On Sawcon?
Steam. You pirate games?
I'm lost for words. Have you never seen Adventure Time? Or Rick and Morty?
Easy. I don't have TV. I don't have...
But you have time to watch Korean soap operas.
Well, that's the thing. That's quality content.
And Rick and Morty is not quality content? Who are you to judge?
Fuck.
Gotcha there. See, your brain is not expended because you haven't watched Rick and Morty. You need to watch Rick and Morty, have your intellect expanded a little bit.
Trying to sell me on it.
So, do you like Back to the Future?
With one sentence. I have never seen Back to the Future.
Well, good, because it's nothing like Back to the Future. A grandfather and a mad scientist grandfather and his wicked, anxious grandson go on these interplanetary, interdimensional... journeys and do fart jokes and sex jokes, and it's really funny.
Okay, that's not true. I've only seen one episode, and I thought it was pretty funny. But the only thing that's weird only to me, I feel like, and I get it's like, it's not logical or rational, but I just don't like how drool is on fucking Rick's cheek.
That's it?
That's literally it.
Yeah, of course. You only watched one episode. You have to watch a couple episodes to get used to it.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me anymore after, like, episode 4.
It didn't bother me in the first one.
You see, the same argument could be used for One Piece.
I watched One Piece.
The animation, right? People say the animation style is garbage, but as long as you get past, like, 10 episodes, you'll be fine. You'll get used to it. Plus, the story will hook you.
Why does it have to take 10 episodes?
Exactly. It's gonna take me 4 episodes to get rid of the drool fucking cheek thing.
I don't know. I mean, I could take it or leave it.
Okay. You know, maybe one day I'll get back into Rick and Morty and know all the references, you like don't Pickle have Rick.
To. You do have to. You have to. To be part of society, you have to watch Rick and Morty.
Fuck. If I don't, I get turned into a pickle.
Yes, you will. Pickle Jordan.
No.
It wouldn't be Pickle Jordan. It'd be like General Shao's Jordan.
Thank God. Could have been anything.
No. I had to go there.
Yeah, I know. Could have been anything.
I just did a little layup to myself. Boom.
Rebound. And then you
rebound.
Dunked it.
I threw it in the backboard, and I slam dunked it myself.
It's too late, Batman. I've secured all the gallons of cum of Gotham, and we'll dump them in the river.
No, that's my cum.
That's what the Thank new you. That's the new Batman. Yes. Guys, I saw an early screening of Batman. And all he talks about is cum. I know, it's weird. It's avant-garde, but I like it.
Oh my God.
Catwoman's like, what's under that mask, Batman?
Cum! I would never love you, Catwoman.
Why, Batman? Why could you never love me?
You don't produce cum. Why would I want a woman who does not produce cum?
He loves cum too much.
Gee willikers, Batman. We have to stop the Joker from stealing all the cum from Gotham General.
Quick, to the cum-mobile.
Oh my God.
Oh. Africa, Africa.
Go down to Africa.
Bum, chunka, bun, chinka, bun, cha, bun. Chunka, bun, chaka, bun, cha, bun. Chaka, bun, chaka, bun, cha, bun. Chuck,
Alpha, get the cum!
Alpha,
now! Get me!
Fuck it,
cum!
Pokemon, gotta catch them all!
I know it's my cum destiny. You come inside me, I come inside you.
Vader come is a friend on. Of mine. Vader is my friend. Vader is a friend. Come on. Teleporting, teleport. You okay?
Dream it.
The Smosh movie. Don't give fucking it up, Luffy. Sucked.
Dream it. Don't come it up, Nami. Dream it. Don't come it up, Zoro.
Dream it.
Don't come it up, Sop. Come, come, come.
So anyway, you should watch One Piece.
Did you ever watch Four Kids?
Yes.
The Block.
Yo, Spectacular Spider-Man.
Spectacular. Yeah.
Spectacular. Yeah. Spectacular.
Viva Pinata. Yo,
did
Viva
you ever Pinata watch that? Pinata was good. Ugh.
I Kid Batowski.
Cock Batowski.
That was Disney Cum Batowski. XD. Cum Batowski. I'm going to go down this ramp into a lagoon of cum. Starla! Get the cum the bucket.
Batman. Did you guys watch that? Batman? Four Kids? I think that was a show.
Which one?
The was one there? Where the Joker was really weird and had dreads.
The Batman?
Yeah,
the Batman. Oh, the Batman? Yeah. That opening theme was so goated. Like, do you remember Batman the Brave and the Bold? Mm-hmm. That one was really good.
They put Dragon Ball Z Kai on 4Kids. Like,
they did.
Like, right before it died. And they made, like, Mr. Popo blue.
They did! Yeah. Mr. Popo was black, dude.
And they, like, re-edited... Yeah, it was, like, weird. They, like... It was Dragon Ball Z Kai, which was already edited for kids. And then edited again and made Blue Popo and had, like, different narration. Like,
yeah, it was bad. Do you remember the Sonic show?
Sonic X, of course. I remember Sonic X.
Goated.
Goated.
Yeah, because they actually did the stories of the games, and I was like, I just played that. I'm 7. I'm still happy.
I want to play dancing.
That's what I talked like. I wish I felt that same joy. I don't have feelings for blue hedgehogs anymore.
What do you think about Sonic Vore?
I was a big fan of that back in the day.
Sonic Inflation.
Yeah. I would go on DeviantArt and they would have Barefoot Sonic and... Sonic would be like morphed into the shape of a toilet and Shadow would be shitting into it and it would be awesome.
What's better? The Sonic game where it's like a sword where he has like a sword.
That one.
Or the Shadow game.
The sword one. The Shadow game, I remember renting the Shadow game. It was fun when you're 7, but there's nothing to get from it now, like most of those games.
Oh, I know a game that you might get enjoyment out of. I'm gonna rattle your brain. You remember Sonic All-Stars Racing?
That's a good one, because it's just a racing game.
Nintendo Olympics? In third grade, our math teacher would bring his Wii and we'd all play like Sonic Olympics.
I would play like Brawl at people's houses.
I played Brawl. A good game. If you were a superhero.
Oh, I know this.
Okay, let's go around the room. Trey and I will pick. Like, the other two people have to pick what superhero you are.
Oh, okay.
So who wants to go first? Let's do Jordan. What superhero is Jordan? I know you're thinking Shang-Chi, but that's basic.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Hulk. The Hulk? No. You're like comet accurate, like, Iron Fist. Damn. You are Iron Fist.
He's pretty cool, though.
All right, let's pick one for Trey.
Trey, you're not going to believe
it. I was going to say The Thing.
The Thing? I actually like that. I like that a lot. I'll go with that. I'll take that.
What were you going to say, Jordan?
I don't know. I was just still thinking. Like,
he said, I've got it.
Yeah, he doesn't even
have it. He's got it.
There were two possibilities. He was going to insult me or he didn't have one at all.
And I guess it was both.
It was both.
Come on, Jordan.
Kind of remind me of The Hood.
Luke Cage?
No, the guy with the hood. Like, literally, with the hood on.
From...
I thought you meant the guy from the...
From Watchmen?
No, he's a Marvel character. He has a hood.
Cloak?
He teleports. Basically,
cloak?
It's a cloak.
Hood and cloak? From hood and cloak?
Cloak.
Hood no,
and cloak. Cloak and dagger?
Cloak and... Yeah, there we go. Hood and cloak.
You mean
no,
cloak?
You're Thor!
Thank
you're
you.
Fucking
you're
Thor.
Thor.
Oh my god.
That's not true at all. Yes, you're nothing like Thor. Of. You're more like Ben Grimm. Say the line.
Infinity
Say the
War
line.
And Endgame.
Say the line.
It's clobbering time.
That's right.
It's clobbering time.
It's clobbering time.
What iteration of Thor?
Both.
Both.
Both. Infinity War and Endgame.
Thank you. No, I'll take them both.
You did like a backwards Thor. I
know. Yeah.
You were big first, but now you're lean.
But like emotionally, it's the same.
Emotionally, it has not changed. Emotionally, it's still on the right track.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Lay it on me.
Leaning toward a Moon Knight.
Moon Knight?
Moon Knight. No.
Edward Norton Hulk.
What?
Edward Norton Hulk.
No. No.
Rub Ronin? I don't know, you don't...
We're not very heroic.
You're not very...
Something from Marvel?
You can be from anything!
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle? Bro.
Black Lightning.
Black Lightning?
Static Shock.
Static Shock? All right, let's just minority here. What's next? Falcon?
No.
That's a good answer.
Falcon.
That's not a good answer.
Wait, what was his? He was in Injustice 2. He was the fucking Firestorm.
Firestorm?
Bro. He literally looked like his Firestorm.
Black Panther. No.
Black Panther?
No. Shuri.
Shuri.
M'Baku.
M'Baku.
Ebony Maw. Ebony Maw.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. No, that's a villain. That's a villain. He's Ebony Maw.
We gotta do villains too. Okay.
He's the Maw. Boy about hero.
Shit. Plastic Man.
Plastic
Man. I was
man.
Just thinking that.
Yeah.
Just whatever. I gave you a cool hero. I gave you Iron Fist. And I gave
and
you
I
a
gave
cool
you plastic
hero.
Man.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
And I got Plastic Man?
Listen, hold on.
And Ebony Maw? What is this?
Hold on.
Well, he was cool. He was
and
cool.
Every brown superhero ever?
Not just every, just every black one.
I'm not even black. Bruh.
If I was a villain, who would I be? Don't say the Mandarin, please.
Damn it.
Honestly?
Ben Kingsley Mandarin.
I'll take that. A villain? Let's see. Probably Polka Dot Man.
Okay.
Trey, you're like Midwest Penguin. No. Swamp Thing.
Sabretooth. You're Sabretooth.
Sabretooth.
He's Sabretooth. Yes.
I'll take it.
Sabretooth. All right, guys.
That's a good one. Midwest Penguin? What the fuck did you say?
No, that? The Penguin's like originally from Gotham. Maybe he's from the Midwest this time.
I'm not the Penguin.
All right, you're not the Penguin then. You're fucking...
Sabretooth.
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 Sabretooth, Polka Dot Man.
All right, give me a villain. Give me a villain.
Killmonger.
Morbius.
Michael Morbius at your service.
Yeah, I'm gay. JK, pain. JK, love pussy.
I'd like to say a special shout out.
This is the first time you've gotten close to the mic in 2 hours and 8 minutes have we been recording.
Listen, I'd like to shout out the Trey Green Podcast and the Ernesto Show. And
I don't have a show.
Anyway, this is
like,
your boy, Jordan Lamb.
I'm like Bill Burr. I just appear on everyone else's show and make it better.
My name is Bobby Lee.
Do a Bobby Lee joke. Fart and poop yourself. Send this off, Trey.
Guys, this is about the least prepared I've ever been for this because I forgot this was happening. I'm very tired. Thank you, Ernesto, for making every podcast better. For carrying this show. I don't know why anything is named after me. Thank you, Jordan, for letting us into your home again.
Thank you, Jordan, for feeding me rice.
Yeah,
even though it
took
you 30
rice.
Minutes to serve me.
Yeah, it took you...
It took me the same amount of time it takes other Chinese restaurants to serve me.
It really did take you that long to convince him. He was not going to give you that rice.
I had to beg and plea.
What can I say? I'm a villain.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next time.
Catch you on the flip
side. See you later.
Yup!